The Ho-Chunk launched their Bison Initiative in 1997. Organizers wanted a healthier, leaner source of red meat for tribal members suffering from heart disease, obesity, or diabetes. 13 years later, the Ho-Chunk tribe is losing money on its bison, so they're being sold off. Henning Garvin is executive director of the Ho-Chunk Heritage Preservation Department. He says the tribe doesn't have enough land in one area for the bison to roam, and they're too expensive to raise. Garvin says it was a tough decision to lose an animal that's meant so much to the Ho-Chunk people's traditions.
We're looking forward greatly to the day when the benefits, based on the land change, based on the economic climate that we're currently in, change to make it a little bit more feasible to have an operation such as this.
Jim Stone is executive director of the Intertribal Bison Cooperative based in South Dakota. He says bison are historically and religiously significant to many tribes. Mudstone says certain factors can make raising them expensive.
They have to be highly regulated, you know, maintained behind fences, very secure. If they ever get out of the tribal land base, you know, it puts a lot of our tribes in a position of wanting to bring back an animal, a species as wildlife, yet having to incur incredible amounts of cost to maintain them in that manner.
The Ho-Chunk Nation's overall bison herd once peaked at 300 head. Now they're down to around 90. And those bison are expected to be sold off this week. The tribe is also selling 95 head of regular beef cattle, too. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.